Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, March 10th, 2014. Israeli soldiers killed two Palestinian men, one near the borders with Jordan and one near Ramallah. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers destroy farmlands near Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday evening, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian young man near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Israeli forces invaded the village of Bittin near Ramallah, searched homes and fired live rounds at residents' homes. Saji Darwish, 20, was hit with a live round in his head. Medical sources announced that Darwish died instantly and was moved to Ramallah City Hospital. Earlier on Monday morning, Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian man at the Allenby Bridge crossing with Jordan, Israel's army and witnesses said. An Israeli army spokeswoman claimed that the man attempted to seize the weapon of an Israeli soldier at the Allenby Bridge crossing with Jordan. The victim was identified as Raed Zaatari, 38, from Nablus. A Jordanian security official told AFP that Zaatari worked as a judge in Amman and had left for the West Bank early on Monday. The Palestinian Authority strongly condemned the incident and demanded international investigation into the circumstances of Zaatari's death. In other news, a Tel Aviv court on Monday sentenced a Palestinian Israeli with a 25 prison term over the 2012 bombing of a bus during a major Israeli campaign in Gaza. A resident of Taibe in central Israel, Mohammed Mafarjab, boarded the Tel Aviv bus on November 21, 2012 and placed a bomb inside before getting off, according to the district court. Shortly afterwards, it was triggered remotely by a cell phone being used by his accomplice, Ahmed Musa, a Palestinian from the occupied West Bank. Musa's trial is ongoing. The explosion wounded 24 people. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded Palestinian farmlands in Al-Khadr town, south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and uprooted them. Moreover, Israeli settlers attacked on Monday private Palestinian farmland in Nabi Samuel to the northwest of Jerusalem. Israeli settlers from Har Samuel settlement cut off the fence surrounding the farmland and opened a new road through it, chopping down many trees and saplings, according to the farmland owner. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 10th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bambura.